Good morning, everybody. So glad to have you with me. And most of you know that I love, 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 love books. And, or you should know if you've been listening to the show, I love books, love talking to authors. And this morning I have somebody, with me as a guest who really has pushed the envelope, pushed the limits even further with the whole concept of transmedia, which we will talk about in depth. I'm speaking with Michael Grant. He's the author of a brand new book out called Berserk. You might know him from the Gone series. He's been around for a while. And this book is, of course, it's a young adult book. But really, I mean, I'm an older adult and it appeals to me. So I always hate when they categorize it. But Michael, great to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me.
So I guess, first of all, let's tell us a little bit about the book itself, what sort of the concept of it is, and then we can go back and sort of backtrack a little to this whole transmedia concept, because you really you have to kind of know your footing, I guess, before you get into all that.
Well, the basic idea is involves nanotechnology, and by nanotechnology we mean things that are smaller than dust mites, below the level that a normal human eye can see them. And we have two competing technologies in this book with two competing sides, as you might expect. There's the Armstrong Fancy Gifts Corporation, which is actually much more of an arms supplier and nanotech research company, run by the Armstrong twins, who are adult conjoined twins who have had a rather bitter, difficult life, mm-hmm. and have concluded from that that what the human race needs is to be made more like the two of them, to be more connected, more united. Mm-hmm. And they're going to use their nanotechnology to infiltrate minds, rewire minds, make minds more susceptible to their approach and their ideology, and basically turn the entire human race into some sort of one giant Facebook where everybody is everybody else's friend. And the logic behind that is ostensibly very positive. They would like to see an end to war and to violence and
right.
to bigotry, and of course they'd like to be in control, as villains will.
Yeah.
On the other side, there's Berserk, which is a smaller group using a very different kind of technology. It's also nanotech, but it's biologically based, so that they have the disadvantage that when their biots are lost in battle, because their biots are grown from their own DNA, when their biots are lost in battle, they descend into insanity. They lose their minds.
Mm. So really, it's golly. It really is sort of a good and evil, survival of the planet, all kinds of cool stuff, but told from this nanotechnology kind of perspective.
Yeah. It's the battlefield, instead of making the usual Earth that you're used to, the battle space, and instead of having bigger and bigger monsters, I decided, why am I looking through a telescope for aliens? Why don't I look through a microscope?
Mm-hmm.
So we're going down inside the human body, which is this bizarre environment.
Yeah.
Think of the rainforest infested or inhabited by millions of different creatures, all kinds of different species, and that's
right.
what your body's like.
Right. It's kind of like the Incredible Voyage in the 21st century.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I mean, it really, gosh, the stuff that comes out of people's imaginations, right? And it's stunning. I mean, really, it's so complicated. And I'm assuming this reflects sort of what goes on in your own head all the time. But it's really interesting and something that I think, particularly for a young audience or young-ish audience, will really resonate, because it that's what they're into now. It's like, how can we go further and deeper and more with this technology? And they want to push the limits too. So I think it'll be something that'll really resonate with them. I'm speaking with Michael Grant. He's the author of a fabulous book out called Berserk, and that's spelled B-Z-R-K. So look for it. And it's, as he's been talking about, it's a really rich look at nanotechnology, go figure. But the really cool thing is that you have been introducing the world of this book prior to the book's publication. So talk a little bit about that. I mean, there's people out there that already know about it, know the characters, and have been experiencing this world.
Well, I was, it's been years now that I've been writing notes to my various editors, sounding like a crazed prophet, preparer for the end times, things are changing. And a lot of that was about enhanced ebooks, which we now have the software to do and the technology to do,
sure.
thanks to the iPad, thanks to Apple. But we also thought about, well, let's basically spread the world out, this Berserk world that we're creating, let's spread it out horizontally across other formats. So we used an ARG, which is an alternate reality game, which has a lot of websites and video attached to it. And if you're not familiar with an ARG is basically a hunt for clues. They mm-hmm. look around. There'll be, you know, bits and pieces here and there on websites and, you know, clues, and you follow them, and you eventually reach answers. And the problem with it is, of course, the ARG is in play now, so you can simply Google, you know, what was the conclusion to the Berserk ARG. Uh-huh. But if you can resist doing that,
yeah.
and jumping ahead to the last page,
sure.
so to speak, you can still do it. And then we have a website at goberserk.com, GOBZRK.com, which has more games and more interactivity and more little stories and more little vignettes and little bits and pieces of the universe that we've created. And we have a downloadable app. It's free at the Android store and at iTunes, of course. You can play on your phone or on your iPad, which gets you down into that world a little bit.
It's really an amazing idea. And yeah, I hate that people are ruining it, you know, like going to the last page and all that kind of stuff. But I guess in a way, though, it sounds like it almost doesn't matter. I mean, you could still pick up the book and obviously get a lot out of it. And that was my next question for people like me who, you know, may not be as into all of the other stuff. If I just pick up the book and read it, I'm going to love it too, right?
I've designed it that way from the beginning. So I wrote the books as books. I mean, they work beginning, middle, and end as books.
Mm-hmm.
But you enhance the experience by, you know, let's say you can add a little bit more information, not a lot, but you can have a little bit more information by getting into the transmedia stuff, that if all you do is read the books, I'm extremely happy with that. I think the readers will be as well, because I think that's the meat of it.
Yeah.
It was all still about taking that book and just spreading it out a little bit on either side, so to speak.
Right. What do you think accounts for, you know, the rise in popularity of this whole transmedia idea? I know that, you know, there are others out there that are working on it. I've spoken with a couple other authors that have experimented with this in different ways. You know, that's, I think, the beauty of it. There's so many unique ways to personalize an experience. But what do you think it is? Is it something that's just a natural outgrowth of our technology? Or
I think a big part of it is that the technology, you know, came into existence. I mean, even early with the web, before the iPad came out, the iPad was obviously the transformative device out of the
sure.
iPhone, you know, that changed everything. But long before that, I was noticing, for example, one of my Gone manuscripts, which was, they run like 500 pages.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd seen my son, he must have been, I don't know, 11 or 12 at the time, read the entire thing on his iPhone.
Oh my gosh.
And people were telling me that, you know, ebooks had only limited potential. And I looked at that and I thought, whoa, what did I just see? He's got a 4-inch screen. He read a 400, 500 page manuscript.
Wow.
He didn't even have a book reader on there. That was just raw text.
Wow.
You know, he's a special case. He's a hardcore geek. But, you know, nevertheless.
And he's also young. I don't think my eyes could hold up to reading everything on my phone.
Hey, you and me both.
Yeah. But I do have an iPad, and I can read on the iPad, and very comfortable.
I read a lot on the iPad. And So the technology got there, and then I think people who make stories want to find new ways to tell stories. So I'm constantly trying to push against the boundaries and find out what else I can do, because I know how to write a book. So now I want to know how to write a book that is also an enhanced ebook or is also a transmedia experience.
Mm, yeah, absolutely. Well, that's the ultimate for someone who's creative, I guess, is to what can I do more? What can I do next?
Learn the new thing, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm speaking with Michael Grant. He's the author of Berserk, a great new book that's out, and it's all part of the transmedia world now. And, of course, you may know him as author of the Gone series, which has been around for a while. And you know, what do you think is coming up next for you? Is this going to be sort of your new thing? Are you going to be doing this going into the future with sequels to Berserk or other books you're writing?
Berserk is going to be a trilogy. There'll be three altogether. And I've got various other projects already underway. Believe it or not, in the next year I've got four books coming out with four different series. So I've got a Gone book coming out. It'll be called Fear, coming out on April 3rd. Berserk 1, Berserk 2 will be out later in the year. There's The Magnificent 12 is still in markets.
Mm-hmm.
I've got one more of those to write. That'll be four of them.
Now, can you go back and add the transmedia elements to the books you've already written?
Yeah, you could. I mean, the great thing with transmedia, look, we're in the Wild West phase of this where nobody quite knows what it is or what it means or how
right.
it works. And we're very much pioneers and in both the good and bad sense. You know, sometimes the pioneer drives his wagon straight to Oregon and it's, and everything's great.
Right.
And then other times he's the Donner Party.
Yes.
You know, they're
yes, but we're
beating each other.
We're hoping you won't be the Donner Party in the world of transmedia.
We can avoid that fate.
Yeah.
But, you know, you make some missteps and you get some things right. And that's, you know, that's part of the fun to me.
Yeah.
Is, you know, what did I learn from this experience? What am I going to, do better, different, cooler next?
Yeah. Yeah. And it really is kind of unlimited potential. What sort of draws you to the world of techno thrillers and that kind of, what is it about the genre that appeals to you?
I don't know. Like probably every writer, I think every writer has some canned answer for that.
Yeah.
I suspect it comes down to this. I get an idea, and it's just that simple. So one minute I don't have an idea, and a minute later I have an idea. And from that idea I have the Gone series, or I have Berserk. And I blame, for Berserk, I actually blame the bed bug outbreak in New York.
Oh my God.
Didn't get any at any point, but I was reading about it going, oh yeah, isn't that cool? Look at the power behind something that tiny and, you know, in somebody's mattress. Look how it's terrified everybody.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, I'll find my monsters down there. I'll find my monsters in smallness.
Well, and of course, we've seen it play out in real life, really here in terms of the anthrax disaster that happened. People getting, you know, envelopes with little powder in it. And all of a sudden, it really put a lot of fear into folks who work in certain sectors with the public and the government and everything. And so it is, I mean, it. What you're writing about maybe isn't quite something that could happen yet, but you never know. That's, I think, the scary part.
Well, there's something called the gray goo scenario, which is a disaster scenario based on nanotechnology. And the fear is that we'll create a nanotech that is self-replicating, a nanorobot that is self-replicating, and that can build new copies of itself. And those things progress geometrically, of course, so that pretty soon you can have billions or even trillions of them. And they use something to build themselves out of, and they will be using carbon, which is unfortunate for carbon-based life forms.
Mm. I think there's some films out now that are exploring that topic. And, of course, 2001 Space Odyssey, kind of with the machine that overtook everything, sort of was maybe the front runner for all of that idea. But I don't
know. It all goes back to Mary Shelley and Frankenstein, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and I think
it was the first.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, the technology to create Frankenstein, I mean, God, who even wants to go there? But I think as time passes, our imagination takes us in these really crazy places. And, oh, golly, I don't know how you sleep at night with all these ideas rolling around in your head.
I have a big bottle of Purell. It's Costco. You can get, what is it, a 5-gallon drum or something? Purell. Yeah.
Yeah, you are definitely a fun guy to talk to. I've been speaking with Michael Grant. He's the author of Berserk and, of course, the Gone series and many others that has yet to pop out of his imagination. But the cool part about it is it's a book you can experience in so many different ways, online and through games and all kinds of things. So, Michael, if people want to get a copy of the book and download all this stuff, tell us how they can get a hold of all this stuff.
Well, first and most important is the book, of course, and you can get the books at Barnes & Noble. Has really gotten behind the book big time. You
That's
can find
wonderful.
It on displays at Barnes & Noble. All your independent booksellers, which you should always be supporting, of course. And then the online sources, BarnesandNoble.com, Amazon.com, Powell's Books. I mean, there's a lot of places
That's
you can buy
great.
Books online. The indies at IndieBound have it. And if you want to do the transmedia end of things, you go to GoBerserk.com.
And
that will lead you to various different elements.
Wonderful. And it's Berserk, B-Z-R-K.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's G-O-B-Z-R-K. Go Berserk.
Go Berserk. Oh, God, I love it. I mean, what a fun thing. And, of course, the fun part of it is with some of these books, it's aimed at a particular population, but it also gives parents an opportunity to experience a book with their kids. And, you know, everyone can sort of experience it in their own way and still have something to talk about over dinner and all of that.
Well, so, I mean, I believe pretty much that every single human being on the earth should buy the book.
Yes, if the Gideons could put it in hotels, that would be fine with you, right? I love it. Thank you so much. I've been speaking with Michael Grant. Go out and go Berserk. Get his book. Get the apps. Get the games. And if you haven't already read the Gone series, pick some of those up, too, because really a fabulous talent and what an imagination. Michael, it's a pleasure to talk to you.
Thanks so much.